This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 6th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll look at a plan from the governor's office to increase business taxes and the reaction that's come in so far. We'll also get a forecast with AM 580 meteorologist Ed Keyser. First, a look at today's news. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich wants health insurance for all Illinois adults, but one of the state's Republican leaders says the plan could be too costly. Alex Hellman has more.
Blagojevich wants to cover the state's 1.4 million uninsured adults within the next 3 years. His idea, dubbed Illinois Covered, would subsidize premiums for low-income and middle-class residents. The plan, in its first year, would cost an estimated $2 billion. That has House Republican leader Tom Cross concerned.
This is a pretty expensive cost to the state, and we need to sort through that. I'm not going to dismiss this right out of the box by any means, but I just think people need to ask questions about compliance. They need to ask questions on cost.
Cross says other funding issues like education and pensions need to be dealt with before another billion-dollar plan is implemented. Illinois Covered is expected to be part of Blagojevich's budget address Wednesday. It still needs approval from the state's General Assembly. I'm Alex Helmick.
A partnership with the state of Illinois will enable a Champaign healthcare facility to provide access to more than 3,000 additional patients. More on that story from AM 580's Jeff Bossert.
The agreement with Christie Clinic will enroll 3,500 more clients that receive care through Governor Blagojevich's All Kids and Family Care programs. The governor's upcoming Illinois Health Connect program guarantees a medical home for patients enrolled in both of them. Jim Duffett is the executive director of the Campaign for Better Health Care. He says this announcement should prompt others to step up and help provide affordable health care for all.
We all have a responsibility in our healthcare system, whether individuals, business leaders, the provider community, the insurance, and government as a watchdog and as a partner.
Katie Coombs with Champaign County Healthcare Consumers says the next step is to help those without health coverage.
Christie Clinic today has shown themselves to be a leader in increasing access in our community, and we hope that they're joined by other medical providers to participate in the All Kids program, but also to tackle the problem of people without insurance.
Coombs says she's hoping to see Carl Clinic partner with the state as well. She says her group is urging the state to help enact an outreach program for those eligible for family care or child health programs but have yet to enroll. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Today, a federal agency is slated to release results of its investigation into a 2004 explosion at a plastics plant near Springfield. Five people were killed and three injured at the Formosa plant near Iliopolis. The U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board is scheduled to release its findings today. The board lacks the authority to fine or penalize companies. It makes recommendations and later decides whether the response is acceptable or unacceptable. The Formosa chemical plant has been closed since the explosion. The Champaign Unit 4 School Board has extended Superintendent Arthur Culver's contract for another year. Last night's vote extends Culver's contract until the year 2012, keeping its length at 5 years, the longest permitted by state law. Last night's vote came after a nearly three-hour closed-door session with the school board and Culver. Afterwards, Unit 4 School Board President Margie Skirvin praised Culver's success in bringing up test scores.
There's a lot of support for the way that achievement has gone up drastically. We were all 100% behind that. We're really pleased that the district has made adequate yearly progress. We're pleased that the achievement gap is closing.
School board members Dave Tomlinson and Arlene Blank voted against the extension, just as they voted against his two-year contract extension a year ago. Blank says Culver needs to do more to improve public trust in the district before she's ready to extend the contract. Attorney General Lisa Madigan says she's investigating the way Ameren promoted its so-called all-electric discount program. Madigan's responding to a consumer complaint about soaring electric rates. In a release, Madigan alleges Ameren promoted and encouraged customers to sign up for the discounted rate program long after the company knew the discount would be eliminated. Ameren spokesman Lee Morris denies the charge, saying no Ameren company has promoted the rate in at least a decade. Under the program, Ameren offered a discounted rate to customers who used electricity as their primary source of energy for heating rather than gas or propane. The discount disappeared in January when the state's 10-year freeze on electric rates expired. Undeveloped land in the state of Illinois is becoming more scarce as the state spends less money on protecting those areas. Now, advocates want an increase in funding to secure open space. Krista Kukowski reports.
The real estate market in many parts of Illinois has been booming, yet new subdivisions are typically built on formerly open natural areas or farmland. Advocates who want to protect land from further developments say the problem's gotten worse. Not only is land more expensive, but in recent years, the state has put less money towards maintaining parks and purchasing new nature reserves. Ted Flickinger, president of the Illinois Association of Park Districts, says that if something is not done to fund the land properly, it will affect anyone who enjoys going to these places for recreation.
When open space is developed, it's lost forever. And when development occurs and no acreage is preserved for parks and wildlife, the people of Illinois are the ones that will lose.
Flickinger and other advocates say they want the governor to allocate $150 million to protect open space in this year's budget. A report ranks the state last in per capita spending compared with other Midwestern states. I'm Krista Kukowski.
For the latest newscast online, go to wyll.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Illinois' governor will call for a massive tax increase on businesses to help pay for an expansion of health care coverage. Rob Blagojevich will release more details when he delivers his budget address tomorrow. But as Sean Crawford reports, some already have their minds made up.
Blagojevich fashions himself as the health care governor. It's hard to argue that point, in that he's pushed through new programs which offer thousands of people without insurance the chance to see a doctor. This time, he wants to further expand government-sponsored health care, including helping those who can't afford private health coverage but earn too much to qualify for Medicaid. They would be able to buy coverage at a discounted rate. So would small businesses, unable to afford insurance for employees. Large companies that offer no health insurance would be hit with a fee. Carol Ronan, a Democratic senator from Chicago who's been one of the top supporters for increasing health care coverage, says she's pleased to see it again topping the governor's agenda.
I think one of the things the governor's been very clear about is that his desire to continue on the health care expansion that he's done so well these last 4 years, one of the main criteria is going to be that we have a stable revenue source to pay for it.
But that's where it could become tricky for the governor. To help cover the cost of health care, his staff has indicated he'll propose what's known as a gross receipts tax for business, doing away with the traditional corporate sales tax. The move could bring a windfall for the state, yet Frank Watson, the Senate Republican leader, says it's not worth the trade-off.
Laudable goal, I guess, to be talking about things of that nature, and everyone's concerned about health care and the cost of it, but how do we pay for it? A gross receipts tax could be a negative impact on the ability of us in Illinois to attract industry and jobs and create a climate that's not conducive for job growth.
A gross receipts tax basically levies a charge anytime a transaction occurs on the way to the finished product. For example, in manufacturing, the purchase of various parts needed to make one item could all be taxed individually. In the case of a dairy farmer producing a gallon of milk, transactions ranging from the purchase of a cow to veterinarian bills to transporting the milk would all be taxed. Tom Johnson of the Taxpayers Federation of Illinois says it could be a blow to Illinois business.
Is your supply chain predominantly Illinois, or is your supply chain partly Illinois and partly outside the state? The cost of producing that item because of the embedded tax costs through that distribution chain would be higher than if the item was produced someplace else.
Johnson says it's likely any gross receipts tax would be passed along to consumers. That makes it a difficult sell to state lawmakers. Tax changes in Illinois don't come easy. No lawmaker wants to be viewed as someone who raised taxes no matter what worthwhile cause would get the money. And there are plenty of worthwhile causes, including education. Sean Noble with the advocacy group Voices for Illinois Children says he wants to make sure schools get their share as well.
There have been years where education has been shafted in lots of ways as we're trying to raise the dollars that are needed for human services. And then the pendulum swings the other way years later where human services is really taking on the chin as we're trying to increase education. And it's always this circular firing squad. And others have said we're tired of pitting these groups against each other.
Others wonder if expanding health care programs is the right move at a time the state already has a backlog of Medicaid bills. Comptroller Dan Hines has raised that point that the state waits too long to pay back doctors, hospitals, nursing homes, and pharmacies, the same ones who'd be asked to provide more care under Blagojevich's plan.
Yes, we want health care for our citizens. We have to dedicate more money to education, but we also have to have a balanced budget, and we have to stop burdening healthcare providers with our problems.
Hines says the state will end the current budget cycle at the end of June, owing more than $2 billion. That's about what the governor's healthcare expansion is expected to cost in the first year alone. Some think it will even be higher. The business lobby will fight the governor's efforts, although Blagojevich plans to counter with figures showing some of the top companies in Illinois avoid paying any income tax. Democratic Senator Carol Ronan admits the governor's plan will face opposition, but says if lawmakers want to do more, they're going to have to pay for it.
Addressing the issues that we care about, health care and education being at the top, all require additional revenue. Governor recognizes that more than anybody. So, no, we're not going to be able to expand unless we're able to develop new revenue sources.
The governor's office says Blagojevich continues to support leasing the state's lottery to a private firm, but instead of putting it towards education, he wants proceeds to go towards reducing what's owed in teacher and state employee pensions. The governor's budget address is set for noon Wednesday at the Illinois State Capitol. I'm Sean Crawford.
You can hear the governor's budget and State of the State address tomorrow beginning at noon Central on AM 580 and through the live stream here at WILL.UIUC.edu. We're still looking at a gradual warming trend, although today will be below normal in the temperature category. Our meteorologist Ed Kieser says in the Chicago area today it'll be mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers. Elsewhere in the north, increasing clouds. And in central and southern sections, mostly sunny this morning with a mix of clouds and sunshine during the afternoon. Highs today will range from only 24 in northeast Indiana to around 50 in far southern Illinois. For tonight, in northern Illinois and in northern central and southeast Indiana, mostly cloudy with areas of light snow. Snowfall maybe 1 to 2 inches in the north overnight. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy, and lows from 18 in far northern Illinois to 35 far south. For tomorrow, in Illinois and in southwest Indiana, mostly cloudy early, then becoming mostly sunny. In the north, as well as central and southeast Indiana, mostly cloudy with areas of light snow in the morning. Highs ranging tomorrow from around 30 in the far north to 57 degrees in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 6th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.